You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Kona, Hawaii, to Cape Town, South Africa, to Mogadishu, to Paris, Texas, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, I guess it's still winter, this winter day.
Yeah, I think it's winter for another month or so, but the crazy thing is, Mark said, we've been on hiatus. We haven't been in the studio, I think, in 2 months.
Well, we got things to do, people to see, places to go. So it's been a busy schedule in the last month. You know, we did our Oscar thing and the Oscar party and Oscar gifting, and then we missed California. So the last...
Busy. We'll touch base and everything, but it's good to be back in the studio. And like usual, 9 out of 10 of the times we're here, looking out the window, it is a beautiful Southern California day. It's like, what, the weather is terrible.
Well, this is why
we just had some rain yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
How that was, right?
Yeah, a lot of rain.
When did we have? I mean, I thought we had like a rainy December and January. That was not the case.
No, and they were even saying that it was less than the weather people were saying. It was less than normal rainy season for us. And
combobulated because I really thought around the holidays we were. It was like,
well, remember Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah. It was like snowing out there.
And it was pouring, so our Thanksgiving plans were rescheduled.
Oh, right, yeah, okay, so it was raining a lot in November then.
Yeah, November, just early part of December, I guess.
Okay, so we did have a lot of rain at some point in time.
Well, yeah, and then but late December we didn't, and then January we didn't. You know, a little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain there, so not a lot, but we still call this and still consider this Shangri-La.
Yeah.
Is the case.
So it was raining yesterday, and when we got out of the theater yesterday, we'll talk about what we were doing yesterday, but it was all gloomy and raining.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
We saw you guys. We were sitting at the coffee shop right next door, where we were sitting right in the window having a cup of coffee when you guys walked right past us.
You mean when we
left.
Arrived or when we were leaving?
Leaving.
Walked right past
yeah.
you. Okay.
Yeah. Funny watching you guys. But anyhow, as we start the show every time we do, Mark, we always wish happy birthdays to
yes.
people who are celebrating their candles today. And today's February 23rd, correct?
Is it the 23rd? Let's see.
Yeah, because Valentine's Day. Yeah. Okay, so February, we got an interesting variety of individuals that are not necessarily celebrities. And now more and more people
birthdays
are on this list, Mark,
yeah.
that aren't just whoever.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be on this list for all matter. Celebrating 28 candles on the birthday today, Mark, is Ozzyland. Ozzyland.
He's
an Instagram phenom.
You can't use a name like that when you got Ozzy.
Actually, it's not Ozzy. It's A-Z-Z-Y. So it's Ozzy.
Okay. Yeah.
Ozzy, which sounds even worse. Ozzyland.
Yeah.
Ozzyland.
Right.
He's 28 today, Mark. Josh Gad. You know who he is.
Gad.
He's 38 today.
38?
Yeah.
Huh?
Celebrating only 23 candles on his birthday cake today, and he's been in the NBA for 3 years. DeAndre Russell, the Lakers had him. They sent him off to Golden State, and now he's been shipped someplace else earlier
this
week.
So 3 years he's been on three teams?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but 23 years old, and he's already, like you just said, 23
he's
years
a
old.
Been. He's an NBA has-been.
He ain't even a has-been. He's a never-was.
A never-was.
Is it better to be a never yeah, whatever. Anyhow, 23,
no, it's better to be a has-been than a never-was.
23 for him today. Shark Tank dude, Damon.
Damon John, right.
How old do you think he is? We met him a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, I'd say he's 50.
Damn, what, you reading the same stuff I am? He is 50 today.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, is the Shark Tank on today? Is that on tonight?
Sunday's the night, but it hasn't been on in a while because other stuff has been on, so I'm not sure if it's on tonight or not.
But he's 50. So. We met him. How old is Mark Cuban?
He's around 52.
He's around 52?
Yeah, or 50, I should
Emily Blunt. Now, she's a popular actress, but if I saw her in the corner today, Mark, I wouldn't know who she was.
She's the one from The Quiet Place, right?
Emily Blunt? Yeah, that's okay. She's married
to... Yeah, saw the preview for the new one yesterday.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah.
She's 36.
36?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So when she was in the Prada movie, what's that one? What was that called with Meryl Streep? Prada?
Oh, yeah.
She was like... Devil Wears Prada.
That was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, so she was just...
21.
Wow.
Okay, 7-year-old YouTube star, Mark. DJ Patton. He's 7.
DJ Patton, 7. How's he a YouTube star at age 7?
You know, I really don't know.
I mean, if he's a star, he has to have been doing this for a couple of years already.
Actress Skylar Grey. She's 33 today.
Skylar Grey, that name sounds familiar.
How about the actor? Yeah, well, there's also that artist. We went to that one exhibit on Hollywood Boulevard. Remember that young black guy?
Yeah.
His name also was Skylar Grey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? When we were talking with him, everything was happening for him. His business was booming, everything.
He was going to Dubai.
I don't even remember what his name was. I can't even research him.
Yeah, Skylar Grey.
Oh, that was his name?
That was his name, Skylar Grey. Oh. That was the thing, because both of them had the same name.
So this is his birthday today?
No, this is the actress.
Oh, so they both had the same name?
Yeah.
So
he supposedly took her name.
Okay, so the artist is Skylar Grey?
Yeah.
I'm going to research him.
Yeah, you research him, Mark.
Well, not right now, but I will research
the,
him.
That Indian comic, Aziz Ansari, he's 36 today.
36?
36 today. Hey, how about this, Mark? Choreographer Mia Michezzi. She's 53.
What, has she won any Oscars?
I don't know, but I mean, this is the first time I've seen a choreographer. I know this is what I'm saying. The things are getting kind of crazy out here.
Usually, I mean, if you're listening to the choreographer in there in the celebrity birthdays, the choreographer probably has got to be an Oscar winner.
Andrew Wiggins, NBA star.
Andrew Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins.
Mr. McWiggins.
He's 24 today.
24.
Niecy Nash. She's got a couple. She's got a pair of
Hooters. She's a couple Emmys, right?
Yeah, but she's got a nice set of Hooters. She's 49 today.
49?
Yeah. And, Peter Fonda, if he still would have been, he died last year.
Yeah.
If he would still, today would be his 80th birthday, Mark.
80?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jane Fonda's what, 82?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's 82. It's funny, you know, that show that you like watching, what is it?
Gracie and Frank.
Yeah.
Frankie and Gracie.
I'm being introduced to, like, the last couple months.
We watched that show the other day.
Now, there was a scene recently where Lily Tomlin was in it. Jane Fonda was in it. Ernie Hudson was in it.
Yeah.
How old do you think Ernie Hudson is?
Yeah, he's older. He's about 70, I think.
He's like 73.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not. I remember we've discussed this before. He does not age.
Yeah. He might be like 75 or 76.
Yeah, could be.
There was this one scene with the one guy. I forgot what his name is. He's also on Better Call Saul, which starts tonight. Michael McKean from.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in the Squeaky.
Yes. Right. Right. But there was a scene where Ernie Hudson was in it. Michael McKean was in it, Jane Fonda was in it, and Lily Tomlin was in it. And
he's 74. Ernie Hudson's 74.
And Lily Tomlin, I think, is 82, and I think Jane Fonda's 83. But Michael McKean is like 72. He looked so much older than Ernie Hudson. Ernie Hudson looked like he was in his 50s.
Yeah, he could easily pass for somebody 20 years younger than he is.
Yeah. Right?
Boy, what happened? He used to come to every one of our giftings. Yeah. And then about 4 years ago, he just stopped.
I think it has something to do with that publicist.
Wow.
I think we steered her wrong sometime across the...
I don't know how, but maybe we just didn't invite her people over. Well, these people in Hollywood, you steer them wrong once, it's ruthless.
They don't forget you.
It's a ruthless industry, Hollywood. Everybody knows that.
It sure is. I know we just recently, 2 weeks ago, had our hosted our Oscar gifting suite, which was... phenomenal.
Yeah, it was another hit.
But for whatever reason, like you said, you don't intentionally steer somebody wrong, but if whatever. I mean, here we go, because we didn't steer her wrong or her clients.
Yeah.
Was that Monique Moss?
I think so, yeah.
She reached out to us to put these people on the list, okay?
Yeah.
And then we greenlit them all, and none of them came.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that work? Which, by the way, there was a wonderful event. 2 weeks seems like it was a little longer, doesn't it?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks ago today was Oscar Day, Oscar Night, and it was a crappy day. It was raining on the Oscars, and it was not all day, but it rained early in the day for the Oscars. Or Oscar Night, I think it was okay. But still, the fact that 2 weeks ago was Oscars, and I TiVo'd it, because even though we went to the Oscar viewing party, I always TiVo so I could watch it at my leisure to see if there's something I missed. I still haven't finished it yet. I still got another half to go.
Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah.
It took me 3 days, but...
You're right. Yeah, I got to get going on it because in a week, it's 3 weeks, and I want to get to it because it's already irrelevant.
Yeah.
Right?
Speaking of awards, last night was the Image Awards.
NAACP Image Awards live from Pasadena. No, was it on TV?
Yeah, it was on BET.
Oh, live?
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason I knew that, Mark, is because when we were out at Frank and Chelsea's last night, Carrie got a text from her friend Debbie, said, make sure everybody's watching the BET or the Image Awards tonight. And I'm like, man, nobody even knows that. Hosted by Anthony Anderson.
Oh, really?
Hosted by Anthony Anderson.
Perfect host.
Yeah. I when I tuned in, it was like, actually, I'm not sure if I saw it live, Mark, or if it was
back. Yeah, they may have shown it at 8. It might have been at 7 or 5 or something.
I tuned in at 10:45. And actually, it may have been. Yeah, it probably was live because it was 10:45 and it ended at 11 and it probably started at 8.
Okay.
But
wow.
Yeah, Anthony Anderson was hosting, and then Morgan Freeman came out to give the best
lifetime achievement.
No, he gave the best
actor,
best film, which was that one with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah,
No Mercy or whatever.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, well, he was in prison.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
So the Image Awards is across the board. It's music, it's television, and it's film.
Yeah.
Whereas like Golden Globes are television and film.
Yeah.
Grammys are music.
Yeah.
Oscars are movie.
Yeah.
The Image Awards are film, music, and
there was everything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, and it covers just that the African American genre, I guess. It's just all African American stuff, right? Or is it other things?
Yeah. Well, I only watched 15 minutes, but everything. I'll put it this way, the five movies that were nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Harriet.
Yeah.
No Mercy. Think of some other African American movie, because there was five, and all five of them were all African American.
Mm, I can't think of what they were.
But if I could remember them, you go, oh yeah, because I remember they were all like, you know,
yeah.
But when Morgan Freeman came out, man, it was like
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, but it was like he gave the best picture.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
How did he look? About the same.
About the same.
So he's at this point, I guess, where he just doesn't change.
Yeah, he's like what, 82.
So
probably by the time he turns 90, he's going to start. Yeah. I guess when you get to be when you jump from 85 to 90, or then all of a sudden you start looking
older,
crazy. Yeah. Oh yes, I don't think Shark Tank is on today. I think they switched because American Idol is on tonight.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How that show could still be on?
Yeah, so wait, American Idol comes on at 8:10, I guess, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Anyhow, before we get any farther in here, Matt, I'd like to do a thank you. Last weekend was the Genesis Invitational at the Riviera Country Club.
And beautiful.
I want to do a big shout-out and thank you to our friends over there who allowed us to attend the event, which was fantastic. Now, this event, the Genesis Invitational, has been going on since 1926 in one incarnation or another. I mean, incarnation or another. It was the L.A. Open for the longest time. So now the title sponsor is Genesis, which is the Genesis Automobile, which is a beautiful car. So they are the sponsor now of the LA Open. So, but it's called the Genesis Invitational. We went last year, went a couple years ago. It was great. I want to congratulate the winner this year, Adam Scott, for winning. We were there for last Saturday, I believe.
I think he was on the board in the lead when we got there on Saturday. So I guess he kept it.
So he carried it through the weekend, through Sunday. But we had to park out there in Santa Monica, which isn't bad because the Santa Monica area was beautiful. And then we took the shuttle bus, took us back to the Riviera Country Club, and took us in the entrance.
Beautiful neighborhood.
To go into this thing. Now, the old days, you would enter through the front where the clubhouse was. Now they have you entering kind of like on the side.
Through the neighborhood.
Right,
side
through the neighborhood, and you go in through like the third hole or the second hole, I think.
The first hole.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, but the Genesis had this thing set up beautifully. They had their cars out there. They had some great photos up there.
Nice, real nice setup.
You know,
very.
They did a great job, Genesis, of being the title sponsor for this thing, and you know we were there for the day, which was great.
Beautiful. The blimp was overhead. Weather couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the weather was just absolutely perfect. And free Wi-Fi, which I thought was great. The fact that they had free Wi-Fi in this thing, which was always a nice thing to have. The clubhouse there at the Riviera, again, is beautiful. If you didn't like a Genesis car before, after going to this thing for the day, you know, you're going to leave thinking, wow.
What a
Genesis.
Great way to showcase a vehicle. They had like three or four of them there, I think.
Yeah.
Right when you walk in.
Hole one, right. That's where you first walk in. They had a great sign there because it says Tiger Woods makes his PGA Tour debut in 1992 at the Riviera Country Club, which was kind of an interesting tidbit of information. We followed Tiger around that day. He did okay. I mean, he didn't do that.
There was only three people at the end of the day. There's only three people that had worse records.
Yeah, but it was.
But it didn't matter
seeing,
though. Yeah, it didn't matter if he was in first place or last place.
In the, you know, they had Vineyard Vines was one of the sponsors. So they had nice setup over there.
Hospitality tents.
The Grey Goose tent, which was great.
On the 19th hole.
19th hole. The
which is really the 18th hole.
Vineyard Vines was a great set too. They had all these Adirondack chairs set up in front of a giant screen, so you could just sit back there, have a drink, and watch the golf from this Vineyard Vine
Hospitality location.
Yeah, hospitality location, which was great. And they had so many different choices of food and beverage there for the day.
Wow, a tough choice to decide what you wanted to eat. But one thing they had an overabundance of was booze.
Yep.
Wherever you wanted to go, when you needed a drink, you didn't have where to go.
Yeah. So, again, thanks. Big shout-out to our folks at Genesis.
Thank you very much.
The Genesis Invitational. We hope to return again next year. And I encourage everybody from our listeners around the globe here in California and the U.S., start planning next year's trip. If you can come out for the 3 days, great. If not, you got to at least catch one day. So
you,
thanks again.
You bought yourself a hat from the Country Club. Have you worn it yet?
What's that?
Have you worn it yet?
I've been wearing it constantly. I love it.
It's kind of a high rider.
Not at all. It's a beautiful hat.
Yeah, it's a beautiful hat. But
thank you to the Riviera Country Club, because this is a place that not everybody gets to go to because it's private membership to attend this thing. So it was great.
You know, when you think about it, originally, Mark, in the past, when you walk through the clubhouse, look at all those people that were last week. Yeah. Could you imagine all those people walking through the clubhouse? Mm. And, you know, I remember how you – I guess it's been a while since that's been the case. But
this was when it was the LA Open, I think, when it was the Toyota – Nissan, I think, was the sponsor.
So LA Open,
everybody
Nissan.
Changed their things a little bit. So, but anyhow, great job. Great job, Genesis.
Yeah. Fantastic. You know,
great car. Make sure. If I wouldn't have just gotten a new car, Genesis was probably something I would be looking into.
Were they selling them there? Do they have salespeople there or just
showcasing?
You know
what? That's a good question.
Yeah.
You would think that they might
I don't think they did. I think they just had them on display. Nobody had answered the questions.
You might be right.
Yeah.
I don't know, but great car.
But again, what a fantastic. And I told you how I was so happy that we were able to attend because I knew it was going to be a beautiful day and I wanted to get out.
Yeah.
And so thank you very much. Thank you very much. But so back 2 weeks ago. Two weeks ago was the Oscars. 3 weeks ago was the Super Bowl. 4 weeks ago were the Grammys.
Wow.
So it's back to back to back. Grammys, which I don't really care too much about. Super Bowl, which was fantastic. However, the outcome was good, but it didn't go the total. And then 2 weeks ago was the Oscars. And that kind of didn't go the way we thought it was going to be with Parasite.
No.
Your thoughts on that?
No, yeah. I haven't seen it. So I didn't. Everybody in Hollywood is saying they liked it. So
Frank Buckley was saying, you know, a lot of people were dogging out because of the subtitles. But he says, 5 minutes in, you forget their subtitles.
Yeah, and that's what Bong Jong, Hip Bong, Ding Dong guy, the director guy, was saying the same thing. Once you get past the whole plan, the idea of a subtitle, you'll enjoy the movie. And once you'll get past the subtitles, it won't take you long to get past it. So that's how good this movie is, even with subtitles.
Can
so
you get
I don't
past
know.
Subtitles, though?
What's that?
Can you get past subtitles?
If the movie's good enough, I guess you can.
Did you see Roma?
I didn't get past all of it because I couldn't get past the subtitles. I only watched half of it, I think.
Yeah.
Plus, that was in black and white.
Yeah. I enjoyed that, but I couldn't get past the subtitles.
No.
But
no,
I mean.
So we'll see. I did see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I liked that a lot. I did see 1917 yesterday. I thought it was just okay. That was the talk. It was either going to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, or Parasite. I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I liked it a lot. I think it should have won. I saw 1917. It was okay. So I can't say that if Parasite was the better film because I haven't seen it yet. So once I see Parasite, I'll be able to compare it to the other two.
Yeah.
And see which one was the true winner.
My thoughts on those two movies, which I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood 3 times, I absolutely loved it. And 1917 saw 2 weeks ago, I love that too. But these were totally two different movies. 1917 was on a big scope, epic type film, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood had that, you know, it was a, what do you call it, a timepiece, a piece period, where, you know, it took place in the 70s or 60s, and there was something special about that. So they were both unique in their own way. So
all three of them were unique. In their own way.
Yeah, because
you have a foreign film winning Best Foreign Film and Best Picture.
Speaking of films, I'm looking out and I see a bus right there, and it's got the Invisible Man logo. But have you seen this part? Because Invisible, half of it is like faded, it's invisible.
That's cool.
You know, it's But that looks good.
It does look good. The previews that I saw previously on TV, I thought like, okay, I guess. But when you see the full trailer in the theater. It's another story. And speaking of which, I finally saw the full trailer for James Bond yesterday.
What do you think?
It looks like any other James Bond movie. You don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But first off, I don't like an April 20th release. It's a summer or a Christmas.
Yeah, what's the thought?
Movie. I don't know.
That's a nice pen you got there, by the way.
Yeah, it's Langham. From the Langham, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
The only thing I could figure is if they thought there were too many other big blockbusters coming out, they didn't want to bump heads with it. But that doesn't make any sense because this could have knocked them out.
Yeah.
So you think it looks just like any other...
It looks like any other James Bond movie. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on.
But you're
going
to see it. You're going to love it.
I'm going to see it because what's-his-face is in it again. You know, they caught the villain from the last one, the Oscar winner.
The German guy.
Yeah, right? He won two Oscars, and he was in the last one, so he was the villain. So he's in this one briefly again. They got him in like a prison type thing, a prison setup, and he's like in a special little individual cage, like a Hannibal Lecter type thing.
Back to what you just said about he got two Oscars. He got the one for the Inglourious Bastards. What was the other one for?
I don't even know from the top of my, and I don't even remember what his name is too.
Yeah,
easy enough to find out on the internet.
Jesus, can't remember nothing these days. Even
right,
things
Klaus. I'm thinking it's Klaus or Klaus something or other.
Oh, maybe he got the award for Quentin Tarantino movie where he was the
could be
DiCaprio was like in the West.
The Hateful Eight.
No, the other one, Jamie Foxx was in it.
Oh, yeah, Chains or Reigns, something like that. Okay, it might have been, but he's got two for supporting, which is pretty good.
And then they just disappear.
You
haven't seen him for a while.
Well, yeah, then he did the Bond. But anyhow, the previews, it looked good, as all Bond movies do. But all Bond, I think I'll watch Casino Royale. It's on HBO tonight.
Yeah, I'm TiVoing it.
Oh, yeah? I think I will too then.
Because I thought I haven't seen it in a long time.
But they're all the same thing. You don't know what's going on. So they showed Q, which looks like Max. I mean, when I first met Max, I thought he looks like Q.
Right, I said the same thing with short hair.
Yeah, so I saw those two previews. And what was the other preview I saw yesterday?
James Bond and what else?
Invisible Man.
The long version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which looks really good.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, it was good going to the theaters. Went to see it at the Studio Movie Grill in Monrovia, where you pay to have your individual seat, and then everybody's ordering food and drink around you.
Oh, I thought you didn't like that.
I don't, but it was $6, and the timing was right, and it was right down the street, so it was perfect. So it's tough getting a movie that's at the right time that you can see it, and they had it down the street for $6. So,
what do you think about seeing a selecting your seat?
I don't like that because I think that's great when in the old days when the big blockbuster was coming out and you wanted to get a head start, you wanted to get your ticket. I like just being able to get there whenever I want to get there and get a seat.
I hate looking for the seat. It's not that easy.
Yeah, but we always pick our own seat. We know exactly where the tickets we buy now are the same tickets we've always gotten even before they had the same tickets.
Oh, so you do buy your tickets. You pick your tickets.
Yeah, you have to nowadays. All the theaters are that. You have to buy your tickets now. So we get the same ticket where we always get, the same seat we always get. And it's the same seat we've always gotten for years. But I don't like to have it to pick it. I like to be able to just to walk in the theater. And for the most part...
I don't like it because they have to break out the glasses and they have to look at the chart that's microscopic.
Well, I guess so. If you know where you're sitting, we sit at the exact same seat we've sat at forever. So we don't even have to look at anything. We just say, there it is.
You know what it is? It's H4 or whatever?
No, I just point. There it is. The last row, the last two seats in the last row. It's always the same seats.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the fact that everybody is... And I guess that's why most people go there, because they like the fact that they can get food and drink.
So you saw a movie for $6 yesterday on a Saturday?
It was the afternoon.
Well, it's still cheap.
Yeah, that's why we went. $6.
Whatchamacallit, Mark, at the Dome, Cinerama Dome, 2 o'clock show. 5 o'clock show is $18.
Yeah.
2 o'clock show is $15.
Yeah.
So your show for $6 is fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and get this. I said, I'm just kind of curious when I bought the tickets. I said, I'm just kind of curious, what's the age for a senior? He goes, what age do you want it to be? You tell me. So he goes, if you want a senior ticket, I'll give you a senior ticket.
So he was just being accommodating.
Yeah, but that's pretty accommodating, don't you think?
Well, it reminds me of the same thing. There's a theater, there's a restaurant on Myrtle, and it's Mundial.
And what?
Mundial. And it's outside, they have a sign that says senior night on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock or whatever, $10 meals. So we walked
meals.
In. Yeah, $10 meals. And we walked in, and I asked the guy, how old do you have to be for seniors? Because everybody's different. And he said this. He says, I'll let you guys in for seniors.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's great, but I'm just curious. What is the senior age?
Yeah.
And I guess it's everybody's different.
Because sometimes it's 55.
Yeah, sometimes it's 55,
sometimes
62,
it's 65, yeah.
You know.
So did you have dinner?
No, we didn't.
Oh, you were just curious.
We were just curious.
So, but is that, you go anywhere and get a $10 meal. Chili's?
Well, this is a nicer restaurant.
Wow.
It's a step above a Chili's.
Speaking of that, after we left the theater yesterday, the Highland Park area of Los Angeles is really hip and tripping cool now. There was a real nice restaurant, like two things over. Boy, it looked like it belonged in Beverly Hills. It was an Italian restaurant.
Where was this at?
Two or three buildings over from the theater yesterday in Highland Park, called Birdie.
Oh, Birdie.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know Hippo is over there, and Hippo is in the L.A. Times 100 Best Restaurants, and Rob's been there. Somebody Stacy knows has been
Hippo.
There. Hippo, yeah.
Huh.
And it's a fancy type of restaurant.
Didn't see that. Must be a little farther down then.
It's on the Highland Park, the theater side, about a block.
Going towards downtown or the other way?
The other way.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Hippo.
But Birdie, really, really nice. It didn't even look like it belonged in here. They had a Friday 4 to 6 or 4 to 7 dinner meal. A pasta deal. You tell me what this is. Like I said, it's a real nice restaurant, Mark. Friday night, a pasta meal. They had like 6 or 7 to choose from. And either a glass of wine or a beer. What do you think that should be?
What is this at?
At Birdie.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
So you just saw the sign posted there for this price? Okay. Probably $15.
$20 for a pasta meal and a glass of wine.
Oh, but there was no dessert, no anything?
And right off the bat, I thought, Carrie says, that sounds great. We need to come for this. They go, it doesn't sound that great because the glass of wine would be about $8. So the pasta would be about $12.
Yeah.
And this place looks fancy, so a regular pasta would be about $14. I'm like, maybe you save $2. I mean, it's not.
Plus, you got to come to Highland Park. And I know they've changed it. Yeah. And it's nicer. But you still have the element of older sleazies there, too. So,
speaking of that, we were there yesterday. The Highland Park area of California.
The whole area was packed.
Because we were there for, it wasn't the premiere, but earlier in the week on Thursday, the Amazon new series with Al Pacino called Hunters made its debut on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Don't they usually start on Friday or Sunday, these things?
Yeah.
But anyhow, so Amazon Studio decided to have a party where you get to see the movie in the old Highland Park Theater. Boy, was this a small theater.
Mm.
I mean, real small.
Is it only the one theater?
Two.
Oh, so they got two.
Yeah.
And was it playing in both theaters?
Yeah.
Are they both on the first floor?
Yeah.
Because I walked in, and I thought it was just the one theater.
Yeah, two. Theater one and theater two. But, around the clock, you know, and they have them like, when this one's ending, you know, that one's already started, you know, whatever. But anyhow, what we went to yesterday was the celebration of the opening of Hunters, which was the new Al Pacino movie. And to celebrate that, they had the movie in the old theater. Highland Park was made to look like New York circa 1977.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Well, yeah, I guess so. And then they had the old cars parked down the street there, and they had the guys in costumes.
They hired a bunch of actors wearing...
Looked like Sir Matt Road in Chicago.
Right. So I guess I could have been a couple other places in L.A., but that was perfect because the theater and the bowling alley, too, because in the movie or in the show, there was a scene when they're in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
So it was perfect where the movie took place in the old theater, and then the party, they had an after party that everybody was invited to, no charge.
At the bar, they were serving Schlitz, which was in the movie.
In the movie, they were serving Schlitz. So at the party, which took place across the street at a bowling alley, which is also a bar/club, which fit in from the show. So you go on in there and they had pizza.
Yeah.
Did they have pizza in the show at all?
I only saw the one episode. I didn't see any pizza.
Yeah, I didn't either. Well, I guess it was easy enough to have. So.
Yeah.
But they had like
Schlitz. I went back, another note about the pizza. I went back to ask see if I can get another slice. They're selling for $5.
Is that right?
Yeah. But they were tiny little slices. So, you know.
$5.
Yeah. Just give another slice.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, they gave them to you.
No.
But
I asked, I says, can I get one? He goes, yeah, but it's $5.
But that was a nice party.
It was a nice party. It was packed.
I wish when we came out it wasn't gloomy and wet. But that being, you can't have everything.
Yeah.
But I really.
Cotton candy was good. Popcorn was good.
And then, right. When you got into the theater, they gave you a box of popcorn. They gave you a Coke. And they had the 70s candy. They had the box of cigarettes.
Cigarettes was good. Hey, did you go to the photo booth?
I totally couldn't find it.
Yeah,
remember?
When you walk in from the street, it's on the left. There was the first room on the left.
I went into that room too.
Yeah, it was there. But it wasn't really a booth. It was just a camera that was there and it was taking a picture of you in front of
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of it, how it looked?
Well, it was one of those where they email it to you. And so Stacy had it emailed to her school.
Did they have gag stuff like hats?
No.
No. Okay. So you got,
I'm going to ask you to send it to me.
I told you I didn't. Did it have a background for Amazon?
Yeah, it was like a wall with graffiti on it, and it said the Hunters.
Oh, like when he was on the subway. That subway was lathered with graffiti.
Subway?
Yeah, when the kid was on the subway, when he was leaving He left the police station or something. You don't remember him being in the subway?
Hmm.
Yeah, because he was in the subway and he was like lathered. And there was a guy walking around.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember the black girl, the FBI agent was on the subway. I remember when she was on the subway.
Yeah, but he was on the subway. He was on the subway.
I don't remember him. I remember her being on the subway.
Yeah, he was on the subway. And that's when later on where Al Pacino says, "This is your family. Do you remember seeing them all?" And you see him when he was sitting on the subway and one of the people was to the left. You know, all these people came around. You know, they were all introduced in like the last, you know, 5 minutes of the movie. Mm. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool because you go on a subway now in New York, there's no, you know, there's no graffiti.
Everything's cleaned up.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Hey, I want to do a big shout out. This was, we were at 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago now, the LA Art Show.
Oh.
Was that 3 weeks ago?
This Tuesday, Wednesday, next
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. LAArtShow.com. If you're into art here in Los Angeles, it's the best place to go because they have – this is taking place at the LA Convention Center, which they got all the space in the world. So I want to thank our friends over there at LAArtShow.com for allowing the Harris Brothers to come for the third year for this thing. And if you – again, if you love art – it's great. And if you love art and love opening nights, it's even better to go opening night. They're already promoting the next one for starting February 10th, 2021.
Wow.
So start planning now. So they've got all the artwork you could imagine at this place, plus opening night with the food and beverage. It's kind of like a food and wine festival,
yep,
which was fantastic. One of the things that I really enjoyed the last couple of years and this year was Pink's Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
boy, that sounds good about right now.
Doesn't it? They're they're giving out the full size Pink's hot dog, and you can
with chili
with
and
chili,
cheese.
Sauerkraut, cheese. You know all the fixings.
Mixed special ones, but chili cheese,
just plain kraut. With the kraut or the just kraut with mustard and ketchup. Oh. I mean, just.
Full size.
And so it was fantastic. One of the best things that we had there, I guess. And they had all the different cocktails. Tito's was one of the sponsors. She had all the Tito's cocktails
wine.
Champagne.
And champagne
at the Citibank. At the Citibank Lounge, which was great. Jackson Pollock had a great display there. From the Wyoming, it was called the Wyoming.
Yeah, I just saw his card
something
yesterday,
or other.
Too.
And they had Jackson Pollock's stuff there. Now, you know, not going to see these things
without
Jackson
a frame or without any type of covering.
Just hanging there. I mean, it was great. There were thousands of people there that night. Su Wong, famous designer Su Wong, had a special exhibit display there for her as well, which was nice. Anybody was there. Sofia Vergara was the grand marshal, I guess, or host of the evening.
Right.
You know, so food.
Spokesperson for the charity.
Food, drink, and art.
Lots of everything. Lots of people, lots of art, lots of food, lots of wine.
LAArtShow.com. Start planning for 2021.
We were there
early.
Before it even opened. And there were a ton of people there.
Ton of people. Packed, filled up fast. We got in. We were lucky, managed to get in there, and just enjoy ourselves. The 3 hours we were there just flew by.
Yeah,
and it's like we still didn't catch everything. But
yeah.
You know, thanks again to our friends over there at LA Art Show.
And like Mark says, they already have the date up for 2021. Another thing, the date is already up we're looking forward to this year, the Las Vegas Polo Classic.
Ah.
Remember, Mark, we didn't make it last year because of our schedule, but we went a couple years ago. And the Las Vegas, this is going to be the third anniversary for the Las Vegas Polo Classic.
Third. So when we went the first,
that was the first one.
That was
the inaugural one, yeah.
Wow.
So April 18th and April 19th is the annual and much anticipated Las Vegas Polo Classic. It returns to the Star Nursery Field at Sam Boyd Stadium on April 18th and 19th. Two highly rated polo teams will keep attendees on the edge of their seats, Mark, as horses gallop up and down the field, topping speeds of 40 miles an hour. Attendees will dine an Argentinian asado and sip wine as the exciting match plays out before them. It was a beautiful day when we were there, too.
It was great.
Also be opportunities, Mark, to stroll the Polo Village and purchase anything, Mark, from a Lamborghini to a designer watches and jewelry or even a new home. At halftime, Saks Fifth Avenue will host a formal runway show featuring spring fashions with hats and major accessories for women attired during the Polo match. So mark your calendars, Mark, for April 18th and April 19th. taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada for the third annual Las Vegas Polo Classic. Hope to see you there, Mark. Tickets are still... Actually, tickets... Yeah, I think
so,
tickets...
It's sold out, I think, wasn't it? No?
I think the VIP seats, you know, like everything. You know, VIP seats nowadays, Mark, for everything seem to go quick.
Yeah, everybody wants that VIP.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I think we were VIPs for the recent Oscar viewing party, the luxury...
2 weeks ago today, talking about the Oscar viewing party. Yeah, we won a prize.
We
an award, an official award.
And what was that for?
Best gifting suite.
Wow.
I think, something like that.
It's nice. And that was a nice award.
Yeah.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
It was like an Oscar.
Yeah.
From afar, it looked like one.
It was great.
But we were VIPs.
Yeah.
And we had the gold wristband.
Was very nice.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
It was Oscar viewing party wars, Mark. Things are getting out of hand.
The Hilton did a good job. The food, I thought the food was pretty good.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the food.
Salad. It
was chicken, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And potatoes.
The sauce was great. I don't know what kind of chicken it was, but the sauce was wonderful.
Yeah.
Bread, dessert.
Yeah.
Wine. Kind of slow with pouring the wine, though.
They were a little slow with pouring the wine. There were a lot of people there.
I think they were understaffed. How many people do you think were there? 500?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe 500 people.
Understaffed.
There was a lot of people.
Understaffed for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have enough people to handle the big crowd of people that were
Which is kind of surprising. Usually these big hotels like this are very well... I mean, we've been to many of these events before and...
Yeah. You're right. It wasn't staffed accordingly, but it was a nice evening
and a great. I mean, I think the tickets were $250, which is fantastic for somebody.
It's a good price.
Who doesn't want to just stay at home and watch the Oscars or have people over to host a party? $250, you can put on a tuxedo, Mark.
Mingle with the celebrities.
Red carpet.
Yeah.
Big media wall.
Yeah.
And for the average person who doesn't have the opportunity to do this. You feel like a celebrity.
Yeah.
And then the big screen.
Yeah.
Unlike, did you see what Roger Neal had?
No.
Small. I mean, tiny. Like I said, it's Oscar viewing party wars. Roger Neal had one at the Hollywood Museum. Publicist Charmaine Blake had one.
Oh, where was hers?
At
the Beverly Hilton.
Belton, along with somebody else was there too. At the Robert Sun, the Chinese delegation.
She was at the Hilton, right?
So Robert Sun and the Chinese delegation. I'm not quite sure what the full name was. They hosted something there. Charmaine Blake hosted something there. Children Uniting Nations.
Yeah, at the Harry Warner estate. Yeah.
And then you had the big ones.
Elton John, Governor's Ball.
Yeah, but I think this is the first year they had. Oh, and then also Byron Allen. Didn't he have one too?
Yeah, this is like the third year he had his at the Beverly Wilshire.
So it seems like every year more and more are popping up.
Yeah.
Before I get it, I forgot about this, Mark. I want to speak to everybody about Ori Spato.
Ori Spader.
You were supposed to meet him the other day. You were ill. You couldn't make it. You're finally over your thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're back to normal.
You betcha.
So anyhow, I had the pleasure of being introduced to Ori Spato. That's Orlando Spato. He just recently came out with a book, I believe it was November, called The Accidental Gangster. Now, I was not familiar with Mr. Spato until recently. He was introduced to us through a friend on Facebook. I'm sorry, on Instagram.
Yep.
That being said, The Accidental Gangster, from insurance salesman to mob boss of Hollywood. And some people are saying, Mark, that the show Ray Donovan on Showtime was based on Mr. Spato.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this book recently came out, and I had the pleasure of having coffee with him the other day without you, which was kind of weird. It's like when one of us goes to a red carpet event and we're on the red carpet alone, we don't like it.
No.
So it was kind of different, but I had the pleasure of meeting Ori. Wonderful guy. I'm only halfway through the book. I was hoping to get it done by this weekend. He gave me the book on Thursday. You know how it goes with reading. We had a busy weekend since Friday yesterday and today with the show. I was hoping to get this done today, and hopefully, if not today, tomorrow or Tuesday, but... there's a possible partnership with, we might be working with Ori, representing him, I think, in a publicist.
Get the word out there for him.
Yeah.
He wants to do
a couple things. He wants to do a book tour, book signing tour, but he just wanted to do the typical Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Wants to do something, so we come up with something creative, and he wants to make the rounds, and he's possibly thinking about turning this into a show and get something going with Netflix. So
Netflix,
I think he wants
good.
Us to represent him, like I said, as far as a publicist. He's got attorney. I think he's got the possible agents, but he's looking for publicity. Okay. That's where we come in the line.
Right.
So again, I'm halfway through with the book. I was hoping to get it done by today. It's easy reading, so it's not like there's massive, huge words and historical stuff and this and that, but hopefully I get it done by tomorrow, and then I'll forward it on to you.
I like easy reading.
Yeah. He signs it, Mark. He signs it. Matt and Mark, all my respect.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
I like the picture of him on there. He's got his smoke. And he's known everybody from Sammy Davis Jr. to Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, and, of course, a lot of notable...
gangsters?
Can I say gangsters or mobsters?
Gangsters.
Yeah.
You a gangster?
But anyhow, got to get into that book. And, you know, I was talking to Ori. I says, you know, you'd be a perfect fit for the Merv Griffin Show. You know?
The Merv Griffin Show.
Yeah, if Merv Griffin was still around, I could see him being on Merv. He goes, he knows Merv. He met Merv a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Or, you know, Mike Douglas. As opposed to now, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. These shows just are a little different.
Yeah.
You know, than Merv Griffin was the best. Every night, 9 o'clock on Fox,
I've got his whole box set of interviews.
Really?
Yep. Got them all. All his interviews.
Have you?
Yeah, I put them out and watch them every so often.
It's like from what year to what year?
From the 60s to the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's
when was his last show?
I don't know, 90-something.
Wow.
He's got with political people, he's got authors, he's got...
90-something, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, might be wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
When did Carson go till? Like 89 or 90?
Yeah, he went to about 91, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a way, that sounds like late, but when you think about it, that's almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah. Saturday is the 32nd, because it's leap year.
Right.
It's February 29th is the anniversary, my 32nd anniversary of getting canned from Colwell, because I got canned on the leap year, February 29th,
1988.
Yeah, February 29th.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. I remember, when it happened, I was there.
Yeah, it was a leap year, though.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That
but
was
I remember
the,
you were pissed off.
The odd thing about
gone.
It was...
I don't think I was...
That was the odd thing about it. It
I
was a leap
there,
year.
I wasn't there much... Was that the last time there was a leap year?
No. There's leap year every...
5 years? Or four years,
I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even resonate with me. Didn't
no.
even know. But I wasn't there much longer after you. Did the company defunct? Or did I get the axe too?
The company defunct. And
did I get a package?
No, you weren't there long enough to get a package.
Mm. I was there for a couple of years, wasn't I?
No, you were there for about a year and a half. Mm. And that's not long enough to really get a package.
And you got nothing?
No, you got nothing.
Did you get
Yeah, I got the boot. That's what I got. You know?
Yeah, I was thinking about Cole yesterday, Mark, about the fight.
Those were the days, because we always went to fights back then.
Yeah, there were quite often.
The Hagler fights and Hearns fights were always at Keith Lewis's place, I think. You know, I forgot where we saw the Jerry Cooney, Larry Holmes fight.
That was at our place, Mark. We hosted it.
We hosted that?
Yeah,
okay.
We hosted it.
What year was that?
82.
82
or...
I thought it was more like 84, 85, the Jerry Cooney fight.
Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the days, because there were all these big fights, and we'd always go over, and you'd pay $5 to catch the fight and get into it, and, you know, all the celebrities were there. Only a few celebrities at the fight last night. What's his face?
Yeah, 82, June 11th, 82.
82, okay.
Yeah.
June? It was in June, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, 1982. Wow.
Yeah, I bet $100 on that fight and I lost. Mm. That was a lot back then. But yeah, so who did we see last night? You didn't see them around the ringside. You saw them walking through the halls.
Michael J. Fox and that chef guy, Gordon Ramsay.
Draymond from the Draymond Green from Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
No, but they showed a good amount of them, didn't they?
About four, I think they showed. But that was it. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, what do you think, Mark, was a bigger joke? Fury coming out with that throne?
Yeah.
Or
that's a good question.
Wilder coming out looking like a Power Ranger?
Yeah, probably the throne.
He looked like a robot.
Yeah, and I would think the throne, and then Patsy Cline song. I forget what the Patsy Cline song
Will
was.
You know that,
it was a weird song to be
slow
playing.
Song. Yeah.
It was a weird song to be playing to come out with, and the crown and the whole thing.
And he had the women carrying him out on the throne.
Yeah, it was weird.
And like you said, he had that cheap little crown from like party.
But it was a good fight. You know, he
it was a real good fight.
He commanded from the start.
It was a real good.
I don't know what they got paid for this thing.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You know, but it was a good fight. I guess they promoted it. But you know, most people don't even know who the heavyweight championship of the world was, because I guess they got the whole these divisions are all screwed up and messed up. The one guy from Encinitas, I guess, won last year. Hispanic guy.
Yeah.
Or Escondido, whatever. Yeah. He had some title, and he lost it a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Because he was way overweight from when he last boxed. So I don't know what division that was, because I thought that was the heavyweight championship of the world. And then last night's was the heavyweight championship of the world. So, I don't know how the whole thing played out.
This must be a mistake. It says that Fury earned $1 million for the fight. However, ESPN report he was getting paid $12.5 million. I can believe $12.5 million. $1 million doesn't sound like...
No.
You know?
No.
Let's see what the other guy... But
You get a part of the gate, too, right?
Yeah.
And the part of the video sales or the pay-per-view sales. You got to get some of that, too.
What was his name? Wilder was his last name. What was his first name?
Tyson. Or Wilder was DeAndre.
DeAndre, yeah.
Something like that. Or something like that. But it was good. It was nice to get to a fight and see the fight like with everybody and, night. Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Fight nights.
Whatchamacallit, Wilder got paid $10 million. So he
spent
$10 million and the Fury got $12.5 million. Now they have, on Friday nights, they have wrestling on Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Who watches it?
You gotta wonder.
I mean, Carrie went to the store this morning, and when she was in the store for whatever reason, 7:10, I was listening to some sports on her way home last night. Oh, I wanted to hear about the fight, but there was some guy that called up and, he was saying, like, boy, I remember watching Fight Nights when it was on Wide World of Sports every Saturday.
Yeah.
Wide World of Sports usually paid 4:30.
I think so. 7. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he probably went for 90 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess that was Fight Night.
Yeah.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah. But I wonder what those seats were going for last night.
Well, somebody said the minimum was $350. I think Chelsea said something like that.
That was me.
Oh, you said that.
I said that. I was just, I thought Blake was going to jump on it really quick. And
from boxing to another sport, horse racing, we are just a short 2.5 months away from the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
May 2nd, 2020.
That being said, Mark, I was reaching out to the...
York Sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And having gotten a response back I sent to him by way of, I told you, Instagram.
Yeah.
Yesterday, something came back.
What do you mean came back?
Well, a response.
Back? Oh, response.
Yeah, response. But it wasn't from the York Sisters. The response was, I guess, who does their social media said, contact Tanya York direct at her email address.
And I already have that.
I said, I already did. So I said, there's some, I don't know what if they're not getting it or whatever. But anyhow, keep going about the race.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's just a short 2.5 months away. Bob Baffert's already got I forget what the name of it is. The favorite lining up for the Kentucky Derby, and it'll be running in the Santa Anita Derby, which is going to be just about a month away. So that should be interesting to see that.
A month away.
Yeah. It's end of March or early April.
When's that Dubai thing, that $20 million thing?
That's a good question. I think it's soon.
Because you said nobody was running in the
Lot of the Pegasus people were not running, or a lot of the better known horses and jockeys were not running in the Pegasus from last month because they were saving up for the Dubai Derby or whatever.
So we are 2.5 months away from the Kentucky Derby, but the Santa Anita Derby's coming.
It's about a month, It's about a month away.
They usually have a chandelier room for that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So I was just thinking about Santa Anita yesterday. I was thinking we're not going to be there again until.
Yeah. So it's it's the first week in April, something like that. So we got about 5 weeks or 5 weeks from this Saturday, I think, is when it's going to be.
And 2 weeks from yesterday was that other thing you were talking about, the chandelier room with the
tequila tasting, so I don't know any more details about that. But, hey, I got to say this again. Anybody out there in the Southern California area that's looking to buy or sell real estate in this hot real estate market, contact me, Mark Harris, your realtor to the stars, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. I'll sell your house. I'll buy your house for you, and we'll get you the best price you could possibly imagine. So it's hot out here in L.A., so get out there, buy and sell. Contact me, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Also, we've got we are hosting, WOW Creations is hosting the official backstage celebrity gifting suite for the Reality Television Awards in May in Hollywood. So contact us at WOW Creations Media @gmail.com or go to WOW Creations Media. com for details about how you can participate with this hot award show. I mean, it's got all the biggest celebrities from the reality
world. There's over 100 shows nominated, so it's not like how reality used to be. It's not just the Kardashians. It's across the board. It's a show like the Kardashians. It's something like Survivor, and it's also something like The Voice and American Idol.
Keep watching us on Storage Wars. Reruns are running around the clock, around the world at any given time. We just had an episode on the FYI Network and the A&E Network. We just had an episode on Friday night. So
Oysters
on the Half Shell. Please watch us on that show. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn,
MySpace.
We're all over the place. So life is short. Get out there, eat something good, drink something better, enjoy life.
Have fun.
You know, because life is too short. And
it's precious.
We will see you on the airways next time. Adios.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.